With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Republican Senator Steve Daines hosted Chinese Ambassador Zui Tin Kai at a ranch near Belgrade today. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie reports.
The two were there to talk cattle. In June, China lifted their 14-year-old ban on importing U.S. beef. Here's Daines.
As they say in China, a 1,000-mile journey begins with the first step. And we've taken some important steps here with removing the ban on the U.S. beef imports. Our ranchers here literally will be shipping the Montana cows here before the end of the year.
The meeting was a roundtable event between the senator, the ambassador, members of the Chinese delegation, and representatives from Montana cattle and grain associations. In July, only a sliver of the U.S.'s total beef exports went to China. It's considered a delicacy there. And the Chinese delegation says if Montanans want to sell more of their beef there, they need to start marketing and branding their product. Daines agreed.
When the Chinese hear about the West, the cowboy, the pure air, the pure water, you think of Montana, Yellowstone Park and Glacier Park, and that's something that can help brand something there for that Chinese consumer.
In 2003, China banned the import of U.S. beef due to a case of mad cow disease in Washington state. Yellowstone Public Radio will bring you more on the trade meeting and what it means for Montanans Monday during All Things Considered. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.